The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on the Kingery.
I'm going to dog you to death if I have to.
Now, is this hate of me or love of justice? Or maybe you just need an outlet for all that passion you don't.
She can't just up and leave without some kind of consequence.
That's just it. I told you I know what I'm doing. She's not leaving. She's just got to air herself out a bit. She'll be back soon.
You can't know that. I'll give you a few weeks, huh? Then I'll just cut her fucking hands off.
I just needed some time to sort some stuff out.
Does Tommy know you're back?
I'll see the boss tomorrow.
Honey, if you only knew.
You know what really makes me hot? The image of you cold and bloody and dead.
You are twisted on the inside, Madeline Gray, but I like that about you.
Tommy with a conscience! Do you realize how ridiculous that sounds?
I always thought you were a good person. I'd hate to think my read on you was wrong.
You are most kind, Mr. Arkell, and I wish to prove my good nature to you. To that end, I would like to ask a favor. Alone.
There's a rat. I smell it. That business with Lee, that ain't no manifest slipping an inspection. That shit is a rat.
I'd know if we had a rat fix. We don't have a rat.
There's a little plot of land about a half a mile east of the Kingery grounds. I want to start again there.
Woe betide those who might trust the tongue of a preacher. It always ends in some brand of hell. Nothing but bad news.
Morning, Asa.
Hey there, Hooks. Say, you're Sagittarius, ain't you?
Yeah, actually. How did you...
Sagittarius. Here we go. Says here your potential for earning money today is high, and you ought to strike whilst the iron is hot.
Huh. That sounds familiar.
I ain't surprised. Papers from last Tuesday. You're looking a little dark around the eyes, fella. You get enough sleep?
Yeah, enough. I should be able to catch up now that Julie's back.
Yeah, good to see her again, I reckon. Hey, speaking of pretty ladies, one of them's looking for you.
I doubt it.
It's Steph Leescale. She came around earlier today asking if I'd seen you. Said I hadn't, of course.
Thanks for that. Well, I don't think I can dodge Lieutenant Gray too much longer. With my luck, she'll be waiting in my office when I get there.
Oh, no, she won't.
How do you know?
She's walking up to you right now.
Oh.
Mr. Hooks.
Lieutenant Gray.
I'd like to talk to you.
I am not authorized to make any statements and must refer you to the legal representation of Kingery Investments, LLC. Sorry about that. See you later, Asa.
So long, bud.
You don't mind if I walk with you to your office, do you?
Police are not allowed access to any of the casino's private areas without a subpoena.
Stop spouting legalese and listen. We're not a problem that's going away, Mr. Hooks. We're here for the duration. I know that something happened in Arkell's office that day, and I think you know something about it.
Well, I'm just a wrench, Lieutenant.
Just a wrench? I've seen your file, Hooks. You were top of your class. After your last job, you could have worked anywhere. You came here because Arkell pays top dollar. That was a mistake. You're in over your head in this place, and you know it.
Well, I can't help you, Lieutenant.
I'm trying to help you. Come on, Hooks. This isn't the place for you. We can protect you, get you a gig where you're not going to have to mop up blood. This is no place for a decent man to make a living.
So what makes you think I'm a decent man, Lieutenant?
I know people. And I know guilt when I see it. Save yourself, Hooks. Arkell is going down. I don't want you, I want him. But if I have to take you down with him, that's what'll happen.
Yeah, maybe. But that's the problem, Lieutenant. I'm really not sure I care anymore. Please, don't try to talk to me again.
You've got my number, Hooks. You call me any time, day or night. What am I doing wrong?
A couple of things, ma'am.
I wasn't talking to you. Wait, this ought to be good. Asa, tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you're coming on a little too strong. I mean, how many times have you planned to storm into Mr. Arkell's office and tell him you're planning on taking him down? Don't seem to be working.
And how exactly do you know about my private conversations, Asa?
I know things. I got hidden layers. Kind of like onions. Yeah. But anyway, what I'm saying is, you've been pounding your head against a brick wall ever since you got here, and it ain't got you nothing but bruises. If it was me, I'd try something a little more subtle.
Why do you care?
I don't. Just a casual observer.
Yeah, well, thanks for the advice. Talking to a guy who lives on day-old shrimp cocktail.
Nice little spot, isn't it?
It is, Adam. It'll be a fine place for the new church.
If it gets built.
I thought you had more faith than that, Adam.
I do, but this could end very badly, Regina.
Do you believe you're right, Reverend?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Do you believe that God has chosen you for this task?
Yes, I do.
You could still walk away. Will you?
No. No, I will not. But walk the path, step for step, no matter where it leads.
I believe in you, Adam.
Thank you, Regina.
Am I interrupting something?
No, not at all. I'm glad you came, Tibia.
I know why you called me. I'm not one of your church ladies. I mean, I'm not even religious.
I suppose not. You strike me as someone who's never felt any sort of calling at all, Tithia. You're waiting to be filled with something. Anything. If you don't want to stay, of course, you don't have to. But I'd like you to see this.
Well, beats hanging around the sparkle pool, I guess.
I hope I'll be able to offer you something more impressive.
Like what? The old loaves and fishes gag?
Something like that. Regina, would you please introduce me?
Of course, Adam.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Reverend Adam Shepherd.
Good morning. My name is Adam, and I am a sinner. I'm a drunkard, a user of vile substances, a fornicator who has lain with prostitutes. Look behind you, brothers and sisters, and see the site of my greatest shame. Once, there stood there a prosperous church, a garden of good earth, where the souls of its attendees could grow to the heavens. And I threw it all away. Those of you who were there saw what became of our church. Oh, I was a fool, brothers and sisters. I took the eternity of the soul and tossed it away for the pleasures of the moment. I fell, brothers and sisters, but not just fell, but sank. Sank as deep into the depths of sin as a man can go and still call himself a man. And when I finally raised up, brothers and sisters, when I wiped the filth from my eyes and beheld the world again, I saw this. I saw a temple to sin and greed and venality, where once my church, our church, had stood. I tried. Lord, I tried to undo my mistake. I tried to cast them out. To no avail.
Yeah! And then you went on a bender.
It's true. It is true. But I am awake now, my brothers and sisters, and I have had an awakening. I have prayed to the Lord with all my might, listening for his word, and he has led me here, to this patch of earth. This will be a good place for a new church, don't you think?
Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
And I have a plan to pay for it. Put your wallets away, brothers and sisters. I wouldn't take a cent of your money. I don't deserve a cent of your money. I will pay for the construction of this new church, and I will pay for it today. And I will pay for it now. Follow me.
What's he doing?
Following the path.
You look like you got a little sun.
Yeah, I spent some time.
You won't believe the bullshit going on out. Oh, hey, you got company.
Ah, the very man I was looking for. Fix, I would like you to meet Julie. Julie, this is Felix Dugan. But you can call him Fix. He's consulting with me on behalf of the family.
Nice to meet you.
This is Julie? The one who...
Yes, you remember. I've told you all about her. She works in our physical plant, and she's been on a sabbatical recently. But now, she's back. And ready to get back to work.
Great. Welcome back, Jules.
It's good to be back, Fix.
Now, Julie, oh moon of my delight, I would love to spend the afternoon catching up with you, but I really must take care of some business. And I'm sure Senior Hooks could use your assistance. Confidentially, this dump has fallen apart without you.
Sure thing. I'll see you around. Nice to meet you, Fix.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Someone needs to bust her lip and correct her ass. Those were your words, were they not?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that settled, Fix, old buddy, old pal. Now, what do you want?
Just wanted to let you know how the investigation's proceeding.
Uh-huh. So, how many rats have you found there, Fix?
I haven't checked everyone out yet, Tom. It's a big place, and I don't seem to be getting a lot of support from you.
You have the full support of my security staff. Maybe the problem is you're looking for something that isn't there.
Right. Nobody'd flip on you. You're the best boss ever.
Tommy Arkell, best boss ever. He's what? Come on. Well, is he drunk? Yeah, look. Give him a minute, then if he doesn't lay any money down, escort him out. No, they can stay if they're gonna spend. Yeah, right.
What's that all about?
You remember Shepard? Guy came in here last week for a loan.
Oh, yeah. Reverend Shepard. He was doing some sermonizing over that empty lot when I came in.
Yeah, well, he just moved the floor show to the casino.
Money, brothers and sisters. They say it's the root of all evil, but it also makes the world go round. And like it or not, if we're going to save this sorry world, we need it.
That's right.
Yesterday, I made an arrangement with Mr. Tommy Arkell. He is the man that you see in all of the ads for this place. He agreed to give me a loan for a substantial sum of money in order to rebuild our church in a new location. What is your name, dear?
Jane, sir.
And what's this game you're running, Jane?
Roulette, sir.
Roulette, yes. The Wheel of Fortune. Luck, brothers and sisters. They call it luck. I call it the divining hand of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I have prayed, brothers and sisters. I have prayed and contemplated and sang and cried, and now I know what I must do.
Jane, would you be so good as to count these chips?
Okay. It looks like you've got 1 million credits in large chips here, sir.
Reverend, please. 1 million credits, brothers and sisters. This represents the bulk of the loan I received from the Kingery. From the people to whom I gave away my soul. Peace by rotten peace. And now, brothers and sisters, I intend to win it back.
He isn't gonna do what I think he's gonna do, is he?
Yes. He is. So pray for him real hard.
I know now that I am weak, brothers and sisters, that I am helpless. And so, I put myself in the Lord's hands, as we all must do. I intend to wager this money, brothers and sisters. If I lose, then it was never meant to be, and I shall return to the gutter, lost to God. But if I win, if I win, brothers and sisters, it will be a sign of God's forgiveness, of God's endorsement of this enterprise. Do you believe me, brothers and sisters?
There's no fucking way.
What the hell are you doing? That table's rigged, right?
Of course not. Every game in this casino is legit and above board.
Jeez, touchy.
Where shall I put it, brothers and sisters? Let's say black. What do you think, Jane?
Are you sure you want to do this, sir?
Do you always try to talk your patrons out of gambling?
You seem to be a special case, sir.
You're a good woman, Jane. Are you a churchgoer?
I'm Buddhist, sir.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. But, Jane, I am sure of this. Sure as I've ever been of anything. Because God is on my side.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Black 47. Customer wins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Would you like to go again, sir?
What do you think, Regina?
Double or nothing.
Then double or nothing it is.
All right. Black 23. Customer wins.
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, we praise your name, Lord.
Holy shit!
What do you say, Tithia? Do you believe in miracles now?
That's not a miracle. Anyone can win 2 spins in a row.
You think I should go for 3?
No, I just...
Once more around, Jane.
Black 11, customer wins!
He's cheating! He's fucking cheating!
Cheating at roulette? It can't be done. We pay millions to make sure it can't be done.
We just paid millions. He's cleaning us out!
And what do you want to do about it, Fix? Kick him out because he's winning? Look, guys hit lucky streaks once in a while. It's factored in.
This is your fault. You're the one who...
I know, damn it! But there's nothing we can do! Besides, we can't keep winning.
I think that's as far as we should go, brothers and sisters. I will see you at the groundbreaking for the new Church of the Holy Lamb. Coming very soon, just down the road.
Hallelujah.
You're nuts! You're completely crazy!
You were magnificent, Adam. Just wonderful.
He heard me, Regina. God heard me. And he answered.
You're hardcore, Rev. I'll say that for you. Do you know what would have happened to you if you'd lost?
All too well, Tithia.
But there is no need to worry about that now.
Let's go celebrate!
Later. First, I need to see my accountant. There's some papers that need drawing up.
Ago. And that's the status of the investigation, Commander Parker.
Forgive me, Lieutenant, but it's not much of one at the moment.
We've made progress. The arrests for smuggling, the Beyond, the Behold...
Won't put a dent in the family. We need something solid against Arkell. Something we can use to move against
him. I'm working on it, sir.
I'm getting noises from upstairs, Betty. Brass is wondering why they're spending all this money and manpower on an investigation that isn't going anywhere. If you don't find something soon...
I understand, Commander.
Try and have some good news for me next time, huh?
I'll do my best. I always do my best.
Havenhurst West Home, how can I help you?
Hey, Janet. It's Maddie.
Oh, hello, Maddie. How are you?
Fine. How's he doing?
Oh, very well. He's been having some very good days lately. He had a little problem with Mr. Fidges in the common room on Sunday, but that's it all. He asked about you yesterday.
Can I speak with him?
Of course. My turn. Maggie's on the phone for you.
Hey, Dad. It's Maddie.
Maddie.
Madeline. Remember?
Madeline.
Remember Madeline?
Maddie. Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good, Dad. How are you?
You know, same old, same old. So how's life treating you at the Academy?
The Academy. Great, Dad. I'm really learning a lot.
You keep your ears open, sweetheart. You're gonna make a great detective someday. I just know it.
I'm glad somebody thinks so.
Hey, you know I'm proud of you, don't you, Maddie?
Yeah, Dad. I know.
Okay. I gotta go. I'm getting that headache again, you know?
I know. You go and get some rest, Dad.
I love you, sweetheart.
I love you too, Dad.
Wow.
Yeah, lots of people love that body model. Very masculine, don't you think?
Oh, so this is what it's like to only have one sex. Ooh, whoa. Hey, there's a lot of testosterone in here.
Just one sex? I thought...
Oh, yeah. Lots of people identify me as female, but my race are hermaphrodites. Whoa. This feels so weird.
Well, enjoy yourself. You have our hotline in case of any problems.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks. Whoa.
Devi?
Fix?
Devi.
Something I can do for you, Fix?
I'm just here because I'm interested in you, Devi. You know, you're a fascinating character.
Fix, it's been a really long day. So if you want to speed this up...
We are having a rodent control problem, Dev. You know, rats. Somebody's been scurrying along to the pigs on their little rat feet and whispering secrets. Can't have that.
So? Why tell me?
You wouldn't happen to know anything about that now, would you?
Do I know anything about it? You fucking
creep!
Hey, easy now.
Do you know what I've given to this place? Do you know what I've sacrificed to this place? This family? I had to put my daughter to work in a whorehouse. That's how much I've given to this place.
Yeah? Is she any good?
Watch it, fuckhead. You don't talk about her, you understand?
Who do you think you're talking to, sweetheart? Not me.
After all I've done, you fucking come in here and accuse me of some shit like that? Who the fuck are you?
I'm the guy who's gonna beat your ass here in a minute, bitch.
What's going on here, Devi?
Nothing. We're having a management conference. Take a walk, pal.
Devi?
It's fine, Aaron.
It doesn't look fine to me.
I said, take a walk.
You know what? I think you ought to take a walk. Let's go.
Back off, pal.
Aaron, don't!
She doesn't want to talk to you. Get lost!
I decide where I'm gonna go, you punk-ass little...
Get your hands off her!
You call that a punch?
You asked for this.
Aaron, no! Aaron!
Do you believe this guy? Pulling a fucking gun on me? You believe this?
Aaron. Aaron, breathe.
No way, baby. I put him down, they stay down.
Call a doctor, you idiot!
Yeah, sure. No problem. Pretty clear-cut case of self-defense, right? Right?
Fine, just get a doctor.
Sure. Hey, maybe I got lucky. Maybe he was the rat all along.
Aaron, come on! Aaron, breathe! Aaron! Please! Breathe!
What happened?
I ain't quite sure. The only thing I do know is Aaron's dead.
Aaron? God, what's going on around here?
Nothing I like.
You heard what Lieutenant Gray said to me?
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, loyalty's an increasingly rare thing in this world, Hooks. It's hard to stick to. I ain't always done it. But I reckon if I know anything, I know you ought to be good to folks that's been good to you.
Yeah, I guess you should. I'm going home.
Enjoy that. Nothing but bad news.
Yeah, I just heard. Debbie. Debbie! I know. Look, I've already squared it with the big boys. He's not gonna...
Thanks for bailing me out, you fucking creep.
I gotta call you back.
6 hours. 6 hours I gotta wait for you to send someone to bail me out. And for what? He's the one who started it. He's the one who...
Shut up! Now, let's see if I have the sequence of events straight. You went down to SOL. You started getting tough with Devi. And when Aaron sees you roughing up his boss, he does his job and tries to escort you from the premises like he's supposed to do with abusive assholes.
Who the fuck do you think...
Rather than just acting like the professional you're supposed to be, you start a fight with a guy, and then you kill him. You kill one of my guys on family property.
He's the one who drew on me, all right? He went for the gun first.
And that's good, Fix. Because that's the only thing that's gonna save you. Otherwise, you'd still be cooling your heels in lockup.
I do not believe this shit.
We still have friends with the police. They've seen the tape. It was self-defense, but it's still bad publicity. It's attention we don't need or want, and it gives Maddie and her mugs even more reason to keep sniffing around here!
Look, it's done. Sorry about that. Nothing I could do.
Ah, you're wrong. See, Aaron's got family. A son on some other planet. Never sees him, but he pays his alimony on time. And now, you're gonna pay it.
Yeah, sure I am.
I've already spoken with the Home Office. They feel it would be equitable.
You went over my head?
I am over your head! Let's get something straight here, Fix. I run the kingery, not you. You've been running roughshod over this place since you got here, and it's time you were reined in.
Yeah? And you're gonna do that, are you? Let me tell you something, Tommy boy. I can have you out of this office before you know what hits you.
And I can have you in the trunk of a car before you can do anything about it.
Don't you threaten me. You try any of that shit with me, it's war.
And you know something, Felix? War might be worth it just to make you shut your mouth. But I don't start wars. I just finish them.
You just keep talking, shithead. I'm taking notes for the folks back home.
You do that. Here's how it's gonna go, Felix. You're gonna go to court and take your medicine. One of our shysters will get you off no problem. Then you're gonna conduct your investigation like you've got a brain in your head. And you are never gonna come within 10 feet of Debbie ever again. Because if you do, you're done.
I ought to bust your face open.
Do something, tough guy. Well, that wall won't mess with you again.
Fuck you.
Tell the Home Office I said hi.
Fuck you.
Okay. That's enough for one night.
I tried to call you to tell
nope,
you that
nope,
the...
Nope, nope, nope. I am done listening to anyone for the rest of the night. Thanks. Listen, who was that black-haired girl we just got her in? Big eyes, nice ass, weird accent?
Constance?
Constance. Yeah, I'll have some of that. Tell her to saddle up or strap in or whatever it is you people do around here because I'm in need of some relaxation.
That's fine, but, boss,
What? What? What's the matter?
Behind you, in the corner...
Oh, fuck me with a claw hammer. What the hell are you doing here?
Tommy. Hello?
You know, that's all I need. That's really all I need. Don't you have anything else to do? Can't I get 5 minutes of peace and quiet around this place without somebody sticking their...
I'm not here in a professional capacity.
What?
I'm not here as... part of my investigation.
Well, why the hell else would you be here? Oh.
Uh-huh.
I didn't think you would,
Just once in a while, you know? To take the edge off.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Me too.
It's not illegal.
No, it's a big, big part of our revenue stream.
We even have requisition forms for it. I'm sorry. Are you blushing?
Of course not.
My God. I've found something that embarrassed Tommy Arkell.
Look.
What's the matter, Tommy? Does the thought of me getting railed 6 ways from Sunday by one of your gentlemen bother you? Are you perhaps disturbed by the vision of my naked, sweating body being pleasured to the point of ecstasy by someone other than yourself? Speechless. I love it.
Actually, I'm just amazed that you let anyone bed down with you, Maddie. I always figured you were like one of those praying mantis things. Do me a favor, leave my guy with his head on his shoulders, huh?
Well, I'll do my best.
Miss, Smith? Spencer, we'll see you now.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Tommy, I know a legitimate... businessman like yourself would never plant surveillance equipment in one of the rooms. So you're just gonna have to imagine what Spencer and I get up to.
Uh-huh. Try not to scream my name too loudly when you're done. She picked Spencer?
She asked me to recommend someone, and I figured Spencer's the most popular, so... We don't have any surveillance equipment in there, do we?
No, just a panic button for the workers.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's probably not going to do anything.
Sure.
She's probably just trying to mess with my head.
Uh-huh. So, Constance is all set. So, whenever you're ready.
You know what? I think I'm going to come back a little later. Call me when our customer is gone, will you?
Sure.
Are you reading a Bible?
Yeah, it's really confusing. Everything's in conflict with everything else.
Yeah. My life in a fucking nutshell.
On the next, the Kingery.
You got no place putting a gal there. That's man's work.
I'd like to see you say that to her face.
What? You think I'm scared? Is that it?
I think you should be. I am. She's built like a tank. She's got biceps bigger than my head.
Listen, there ain't never been a time Felix Dugan has ever been afraid of a woman.
Then you've clearly not known many women.
You don't need to talk to me like that.
I'm all you've got left, honey. Don't push it.
You don't need to remind me. Believe me, I'm all too aware, Mom.
Don't call me that.
No, nothing like that. I mean, that's what they want, but I wouldn't. I mean, I couldn't. I mean, I wouldn't.
Slow down. Explain. Now.
Madeline came to me yesterday. She tried to get me to give her information on you and the Kingery, and...
You didn't tell her anything, right?
No, of course not. Well, I thought about her offer. I considered it, and I know that's dangerous, but...
No, admitting it is dangerous.
Well, you must have come here for a reason.
Can I just get a drink?
Next time on The Kingery. Only at PendantAudio.com.
What would you like?
Whatever you've got, that can take the pain away. That's what I need.
You and everyone else.
The Kingery, Season 2, Episode 6, The Certainty of Chance. Featuring the voice talents of Carl Glassmeyer as Asa, Perry Whittle as Hook, Alicia Lane Matheson as Madeline Gray, Jovian Lab as Adam Shepard, Jane Parrish as Regina, Catherine Pride as Tithia, Jovian Lab as The Heckler, Pete Mylan as Tommy Arkell, Heather Frizzell as Julie, Mark Zarakor as Fix, Melissa Johnson as Jane, Jim Witt as Parker, Stefania Lintonbond as Nurse Janet, David Alexander McDonald as Martin, Abner Sinares as Eddie, Lexi Rawl as Debbie, Colin D. Snow as Aaron, and Kim Giannopoulos, Melissa Johnson, Alicia Lane Matheson, Karen Witt, Jim Witt, Paul Lavelle, John Howard, David Alexander McDonald, and Jovian Lab as The Crowd. Written by Pete Mylan, story by Jeffrey Bridges with Neil Bailey, Susan Bridges, Pete Mylan, Teresa J. McGarry, and Seth Adam Scher. Original music composed by David Alexander McDonald, directed by Perry Whittle, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Jeffrey Bridges, Susan Bridges, Macaulay Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2008, Pendant Productions. For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.